Meg's trembling hands fumbled for the latch and swung the driver's door open, sending her tumbling onto the asphalt outside. Tears blurred her sight, mascara running in unchecked rivulets down her face and onto the collar of her crisp white blouse.
Help! Someone, help!
She pushed to her feet, berating herself for not giving in to Ren's entreaties to get a cell phone. If she'd carried one with her today, she'd be able to call 911, get help for the motionless child in the crosswalk just a few feet away. She looked heavenward, mouthing a silent prayer to the powers that be to send someone to help, someone who would notice the flashers and stop, someone not nearly as stubborn as herself, someone with a phone. Stumbling forward, she kept her eyes trained on the tiny body in front of her blue sedan. As she got nearer, she realized it was a girl in a pink jumper. The streetlight at the intersection revealed a light-colored backpack with Jesse Carter written above the zipper in bold black marker. She lay perfectly still, legs askew, still clutching a wet paper towel wrapped around two yellow sunflowers, no doubt a gift for her teacher on this, the first day of school.